USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee is continuing the process of releasing some of the transcripts of the closed-door impeachment hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio joins Fox News to discuss.
One thing happened in that six-week time frame. Yeah. Namely, we learned Adam Schiff's staff had met with the whistleblower. Once that fact came out, it suddenly changed their story. But the idea that we're going to impeach a president less than 12 months before the next election, based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, is ridiculous.
The FBI is offering to help Mexican officials investigate the murders of at least 9 Americans in Sonora. 3 women and 6 children were shot and buried alive after their car was ambushed on Monday. The victims had dual U.S. and Mexico citizenship and were part of a fundamentalist Mormon family. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A venue has been picked for the next Democratic presidential debate. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The site of the next Democratic presidential debate has been confirmed, as the November 20th event will be held at the Tyler Perry Studio in Atlanta. The studio formally opened last month. It was built on more than 300 acres at Fort McPherson.
An 8-month pregnant Tampa, Florida woman is credited with using an AR-15 to protect her family. Hillsborough County Sheriff Major Frank Lissette says 2 armed men broke into the family's home last week, beat up the father, and then grabbed their 11-year-old daughter.
During that incident, the female homeowner retrieved a firearm, which was in the house legally, and fired one round, which struck the male victim.
The suspects then ran from the home. One of them was found in the ditch dead. The other is still at large, and the police are saying this wasn't a random robbery, and the victims were targeted for some reason. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
TD Ameritrade founder Joe Ricketts believes the 2020 Democratic candidates are pushing socialism on voters. The 2020 candidates have also said they would do away with President Trump's tax cuts, to which Ricketts tells Fox News,
I think at some point in time, taxes are going to have to change. But when you've been in such a hot market for so long, chances are, somewhere along the line, you're closer to a recession than more upside, and that's the wrong time to be talking about taking away taxes.
As far as why taxes have to change, Ricketts says,
The taxes are critically important to the welfare of the economy. So I think the thing that you always have to look at first is, what's the rate of our gross national product increase year to year?
Right.
We need 3% a year just to absorb the new people coming into the market. So if you've only got a 2% increase in gross national product, you don't want to raise taxes.
Right.
You got a 3.5%, 4%, that's the time to raise taxes.
Some members of the congregation of the Temple Emmanuel in Pueblo, Colorado, are reacting following the announcement that a man was arrested for plotting to bomb the synagogue.
I'm in total shock.
It didn't happen. And that's the good news.
We're not going to make us cower in fear, and we're not going to just be sheep and go to the slaughter. We're going to fight back.
The FBI arrested 27-year-old Richard Holzer on Monday. He's accused of using social media to promote a white supremacist ideology. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.